This is the Note Closer Show, where you get the latest developments in distressed note investing and learn the secrets of how you can control millions of dollars worth of property for pennies on the dollar. Get educated and entertained by someone who has closed thousands of deals and lives to support you in achieving the same. Now, here's your host, CEO of We Close Notes, Scott Carson.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Hey, welcome to this episode of the podcast. We are excited for this episode because it is going to be an answer. It is going to be a prayer. It is going to be your secret guardian angel in helping you grow your business, whether you're a real estate or note investor like I am, or you're in the small business HVAC, electric. I know we have a lot of folks that listen to this show that are doing something else, but they're also their own boss or their own company, because we see it. We happen all the time. I talk to you guys. I listen to you guys and gals out there, the Lores and the Steves out there. But today's episode is actually, it's about 4 years in the making.
Yes.
It is 4 years in the making. Been trying to get somebody on from a company that I am a huge advocate for. Somebody that has helped me and helped so many of my students out with their marketing, their one-to-one reach out, whether it's targeting foreclosure lists, or reaching out to IRA investors, or any type of direct marketing. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the company Postcard Mania, and we are honored to have their chief passion evangelist, Mr. Chris Foster, joining us today. Chris, what is going on, brother?
Hey, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here, Scott. I'm so excited to, like we said, I'm the chief evangelist. So what does that mean? I'm preaching the good word about marketing, technology, and promotion to help small businesses grow, to help investors grow. Because investors are small business. A lot of these folks start a side hustle, passion project, and then hopefully it evolves into something that's full-time. And then hopefully, as you plan it out and you start learning from Scott about what to do, it becomes wealth building. Right. And that's really the goal of all of this. And so you can't do it without marketing, and you can't do it without promotion and also understanding technology. So I'm so excited to talk with you so we can help other folks learn how to leverage these marketing channels so that they can grow.
Yeah, when I talked to Samantha a week and a half ago, and finally she's like, yeah, we got to get Chris. I'm like, what are we waiting for? Let's get a book now, because we see here with what's going on with this being, we're coming to just about the 1st of May. The year is already a third of the way over.
Correct.
And a lot of folks, if you've put down New Year's resolutions besides going to the gym and you gave up on that on January 4th, you know what I mean? you're wanting to close more deals. And we just released an episode about marketing fails just yesterday. We were talking with, we get in these distressed mortgage leads all the time that maybe don't work well for us to buy the debt, but they're perfect for potential taking over property subject to or marketing to the bar if you're like a realtor chasing distressed leads. And I'm amazed at how many people just couldn't market themselves out of a wet paper bag.
Sure.
You know what I mean, Chris?
And that's, you know what? But that's not unusual, Scott. True. I think a lot of folks might know their business and they understand how to talk to somebody. But when they think about promotion, a couple of things happen. First, there's a block and a barrier that they don't want to be promoty. They don't want to be that guy. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to be that guy? Okay. So that's a block, right? I don't want to be that promoty guy. Then a lot of them are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to get started. And then another block is, it's money. It's cash out. It's just dollars out and I don't know how it's going to work. And another block is the most important block, Scott, is the lack of belief. They don't believe that if they start marketing and promoting themselves, it's going to turn into revenue. Marketing is like fuel, right, for your business. So just think about this. You have to eat because food is fuel for your body. Imagine, Scott, if this week you said, I'm only going to have rice and I'm going to have it for one meal at one day this whole week. Bro, are you going to actually fuel your body, and is your body going to be healthy? Of course not. You have to eat every day, but also more importantly, you have to eat a variety of food. Rice does something for you, but chicken and protein does something for you, and vegetables and fruit do something for your body, right? The same is true with marketing. You have to do it consistently, you have to do it throughout all channels in order to keep your business healthy. And so some of the blocks that they encounter of the very first one is the belief. I don't necessarily believe in myself to market well so that I can spend the money effectively and grow my business because I've been burned. I spent $10,000 in a social media campaign and 3 months happened and I didn't get anything. I got a couple of likes, but no revenue came in. So I just basically flushed that dollars down the toilet, right? So there are these blocks that people put up in front of them. So going to courses like yours, talking with us at Postcard Mania, we can actually help pull those barriers down. Because that's all you have to do is to take that first step. A little bit of side note about Postcard Mania, we're the number one direct marketing platform for SMBs. No one even comes close. We've worked with over 130,000 customers, small businesses from every sector. We're talking real estate investors. We're talking, folks who are trying to buy homes and flip them. We're also talking HVAC, landscape, gardening, roofers, home services, retail, the works. We've seen it all and we've done it all. And what we've noticed is that when people come in with a mindset of belief, that they believe that they can market correctly, and they believe that marketing is an investment and a fuel for the health of their business, it's game changing. It changes their entire year, and it changes not only their entire year, but the years ahead, and it compounds and it builds. I'm sorry, you opened me up and I got on my soapbox. I had to talk about it.
I love it because you're 100% correct. That whole belief, the thing that I always hear from people is like, well, let me prove concept. And I just want to pull, that's why I have such short hair. I have to keep pulling my hair out. Proof of concept, I literally vomit in my mouth. I'm like, it works. This thing's been around a lot longer than you. We're not asking you to go out and create a wheel or be like Lewis and Clark and carve a path through the American West, but
That's been done.
it's been done. And that's what I'm saying. There's been plenty of people before you. You're not new to sending out postcards. You're not new to marketing. You just have to follow a proven path, not trying. And if you can't come up with the ideas, guess what? There's plenty of other case studies or samples for you to use. And that's what I love about what you guys are. You're really like, okay, what are you trying to do? What do you want to achieve? And let's create a proven plan that has worked for many people before you, right?
Well, and that's the thing, Scott. That's what's so important about that trust factor. With Postcard Mania, the reason why I say no one even comes close, well, bro, we've proven it. We've got thousands and thousands of winning case studies of folks who have turned $1 into five or $1 into 10. What does that mean? That means if I spend $5,000, $10,000 on a marketing campaign, I'm going to get 100,000, 90,000, 200,000, whatever that is. And there's a concept that's really important called return on ad spend, or some people call it return on investment. And what that simply means is that if I'm going to put a dollar into my marketing, I'm going to expect $3, $5, $7 back coming in. And all of that, Scott, is incremental because it's not happening right now for you. It's all new money that's coming in. So I'll give you a good example. Let's say you're trying to find distressed properties. And you're looking and you're trying to figure out, I want to buy some of these and start turning it in, as you say, to find it. And then I want to fund this and I want to flip it, right? Well, one of the beautiful things about direct mail and direct marketing is that you can find these properties because it's a targeted list. I'm going to do some basic 101s here. The 101 of direct marketing is that you can find properties, individuals, certain folks that you want to reach directly. It's why it's called direct marketing. That's very different than what we would call broadcast marketing, which that's what you see on billboards. That's what you see on Super Bowl ads, right? That's all broadcast marketing. Or if you're on the radio, that's
Pray and
broadcast.
pray,
Spray
basically.
and pray. You're hoping you see the lawyers out there car injured in a car accident. Well, they have to do billboards because they're not going to target people because they don't know who got injured, right? So they got to do a billboard. But if you're looking for specific property, well, that's direct. That's targeted. You can get a list. And then on top of that, when you market, like I said, you want to, if any, balanced meal is, protein and fiber and carbohydrates or whatever that is, the balanced marketing is similar, right? So a Postcard Mania, it's not just direct mail, which happens to be the most powerful channel. I'll get to that a little bit later as to why that is. But on top of direct mail, we've got Meta Social, which is Facebook or Instagram, Google Ads. YouTube pre-roll, connected TV. Those are the pause ads you see when you're binge watching on Netflix or Amazon or things like that. It's the biggest screen in the house. But all of that is targeted and directed to that mailing list or to that property. So that consumer is not only getting the piece of mail in their hands, but they're also getting those digital touches and that frequency of digital touches to keep you what marketers call top of mind, meaning, oh, I've seen that ad, I've seen that headline, I know this. Now I'm interested, and now I can actually be in a position to engage with that business.
Yeah, you say a very big thing. I always love saying this. I probably should have a tattoo on me somewhere. 80% of sales comes after the fifth contact. And most people, as you mentioned before, they've done one thing and it didn't work, or they sent one email blast out or one postcard to the smallest. It didn't work. I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, you don't understand the concept of you've got to drip market, you've got to hit them again and again and again. That's why McDonald's is a great analogy. How many times do they come on the freaking TV during a football or a sporting
Or
event? Multiple times.
forever, right?
Yes.
Well, and that's the thing. And also too, that's where I get to this sense of belief where, oh, I don't believe marketing work. It's like, well, marketing actually does work. It's been proven to work. You just need to figure out how to do it effectively. And when you talked about kind of that repetition, I think that that's a really good point, Scott, because we are all busy human beings. Right, my wife's. We were just doing the dishes this morning, figuring that out. Kind of, making sure we got the dishes ready because my daughter's going off. She's going off to work. My cat's doing this. I've got an appointment later today. I've got work that I'm doing throughout the day. So if I just look at a, if I get an email in my personal email and I don't see it and I don't respond, that email marketer in the back is like, "Oh man, he didn't respond. I guess email doesn't work." Oh. Come on, bro, I'm busy. I've got life, right? I'm doing stuff. But if I get a direct mail piece, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? Now, when someone gets direct mail, I'm gonna dive in. Can I dive into direct mail?
Please love, love, love the stuff. Yes.
All right, so here's the thing. Firstly, direct mail does something that no other channel does, and it touches on, and I'm gonna get a little scientific, it touches on the core part of your brain. It touches on what's called the limbic system of your brain. And what is that? That's the hippocampus, and that's the amygdala, and that's right at the deep reptile center of your brain. And I'm saying that because you actually physically touch it. It gets in your physical hands, and suddenly you have a sensory experience, which is different than reading an email. I guarantee you, you don't remember an email that you read yesterday. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But if you see a piece of mail and you hold it in your hand, you're going to remember it because you have three things you can do, and two of them are advantageous to the marketer. I can set it on my counter and save it for later and have a kitchen table moment. Okay, that's a win. I can act immediately, call now, go to the website. Of course, it's a win. Or I'll throw it away. But even in that moment, the one out of three where you throw it away, you're still looking at it and you're holding it and you're putting that in your consideration set. You're saying, this is a service or product or business or opportunity that I may or may not need. I don't think I need it. That's okay. Bonk. But you know what? They might need it 3 months from now. They might need it 6 months from now. They might need it 2 weeks from now. So the fact that you market repeatedly, and then you also then have the moments where we can send a, digital touch and the like. So you might see something on your Facebook post, and I don't know about you, Scott, but a lot of people scroll Facebook.
Just a little bit,
Just a
Jeff.
little bit. Oh, there's my dog, my neighbor with his dog. Oh, there's a cute little photo of a beer. Oh, there's L.L. Bean. Oh, there's a neighbor. Oh, L.L. Bean? Right? You just kind of scroll through this stuff, but at least it puts an impression on your mind and you get through it. But the mailing reinforces that business's credibility and reinforces that business's message to you. So what happens is when you have this variety of touches, you get to leverage the different jobs that these marketing channels do. Does that make sense?
Totally makes 100% sense. And that's the reason, like when we send out stuff, like this postcard I'm handing, it's a
I love
postcard I'm
it. I
handing
love
away.
it. Is your piggy on track to retirement? That is fantastic. That's a great card. See, I'm gonna pause on that. A, just as for the audience note, this is the first time I'm seeing this card, but I've been in the business for a while. Can you hold it up a little bit? All right, here's what I love about this. One, the big bold retirement. right? It's the one single phrase and word that's the first thing I see. And clearly, if I'm a 20-year-old, I'm not going to worry about it. But if I'm a 35, 40-year-old, I'm going to be like, And then it has this nice little piggy bank and he's drinking a drink. So it's amusing and it's interesting. So suddenly, it's what's called stopping power. And you have an image and a headline right there to stop and grab my attention. Now I'm going to flip the card over. Bam. And then we say we chase notes. We know
We
we
close
close
notes.
notes. We
We close notes.
close notes, right? And then we've got actually the card itself, and then the messaging and the promotion. So what happens is that you have this stopping power of direct mail because it's physical. And then imagine a digital ad with the similar. You got the pig. You got the we close notes. I'm like, okay, I'm remembering this. I'm remembering this, right? So what it does is it creates this impact and this mental imprint, and then each of those channels, Scott, they have a different job to do, right? The Facebook job, of course, is going to be to click on a link or just to be the impression. The postcard job is to stay in the house. On average, mail stays in the house for almost 17 days, stays around. The job of that postcard is to stay around until the user acts. It's extremely persuasive, very powerful, because suddenly I'm like, okay, I'm going to call that number. I'm going to reach out. That's what I'm going to do. And then once they've done that and made that action, the job of the postcard's done. They can throw it away. They can do whatever they want. But the job is done once that user acts on what's called that call to action on the piece.
And it's so true because, especially on the ease that we mail out to IRA postcards, I'll get people that will call me on average 3 to 6 months after they got the original postcard. They've held on to it. It's been
Right.
on their desk or it's been pinned on their bulletin board. I need to
Right.
call this guy or gal. And I love it. You know, that I'm like, oh, okay, when did you get it? Oh, I got it like 6 months ago. Okay, because I'll keep track of it. What's your name? When did we send the first one out? Oh, you know, it just proves what you just said. It affects them on their umla, whatever. Mama said he can't play pro football. But it's that sensory tech. We even do a little different thing. We also go ahead and spray either we divide the list up. If it's female, I'll spray my cologne on it. If it's a going to a guy, I'll have spray my better half cologne on or perfume on it.
Nice.
And people like, you know, what is this? It smells good. It, you know, it's not scratch and sniff, but it really is scratch and sniff as best you can.
That's hilarious. I love that idea because one of the things that, and one of the reasons I love direct mail, and I've been doing it since the turn of the century, literally, is the tactile nature of it, right? It's not digital, it's engaging, it's interactive. And you can do stuff like that. You can spray, you can do scratch-offs, you can do folds, you can do interactive elements, which brings that person into the business. The other thing it does, Scott, is that it creates a credibility for the business. Not everybody's going to do direct mail. So if you see some goofy stuff on Facebook or Instagram and you're like, don't know if that's real or not. I just don't know if this business is, they want $29 from me. Am I actually going to get the, right? It doesn't happen with direct mail. In fact, all the studies have indicated that. And the USPS did a bunch of studies that customers actually trust brands that use direct mail because of that credibility and reliability.
Well, if you think like this weekend, I was got the mail and opened up the Safe Pack, the package of coupons for everything. It's my favorite thing to look at because there's all sorts of deals. I probably got a
Yes.
drawer full of coupons from
That's
that.
awesome.
But I go to that versus picking up the phone and trying to track somebody down. Who's going to give me a discount or who's going to give me a
That's of course.
business? And once I've used them, I'll use them on a regular basis. But that's the thing is that's it's just that outreach that most people won't do. And really, I think it sends maybe not actual, but it sends a sense, well, this company is successful enough to spend money to market to me that way. They must be successful, you know.
100%. And also, too, I think one of the things that folks often ask me, too, is, hey, Chris, will this work for regionally or locally or nationally? Answer's yes. Answer's yes. You can do local mailings. In fact, you can drill down to what's called carrier routes. What are carrier routes? It's the actual route that the U.S. postal person walks. Right, when you see this person delivering mail, he's on a carrier or she's on a carrier route. It's the carrier's route. That's how drilled down you can get in terms of the neighborhoods that you can get market to. Of course, you can market to zip codes or what's called metro service areas, which are MSAs, which is I'm going to market to Denver, I'm going to market to Austin, I'm going to market to Waco, right? That's a metro service area. Or of course you can do states and then regionally and then nationally. Send direct mail works for all of them, right? So the idea is that if there are certain neighborhoods that you know where there are going to be distressed properties, or you have a list of distressed properties, that's a targeted list that you can purchase and use for your outbound marketing. It's one of the better lead gen, the best lead generation mechanisms that you can work on in order to that crucial step of find, fund, flip. You got to find them first, and direct mail is a fantastic way to do that.
Well, but it also leads on the other side of things of targeting direct wealthy zip codes. Think like King County outside of
100%.
Seattle, thinking of like Westlake here in Central Texas, out in Del Mar. Oh, what's the big ritzy spot in San
Oh,
Diego?
you nailed it. Del Mar is a
Del
pretty ritzy
Mar,
spot. Del Mar,
pretty
La
ritzy
Jolla,
spot. Been
you
out
got it.
there, marketing to that area for raising capital,
100%.
Those things work, but there's all, I think a lot of people fail to relieve is that a property has a value to it, right? And if
Right.
I was looking somewhere, I think the average cost acquisition on one lead in the finance space is somewhere between, it starts at $57 and goes up from there, if I remember
Yep.
correctly. And thinking about that, well, that's if you're spending a postcard, your investment's well below $57.
Well below. And also too, I think that what you had mentioned earlier, the self-directed IRAs looking for people who want to invest, that's a brilliant strategy and a fantastic list because you can find those folks. And then what happens with direct mail is that it's also the place where your competition isn't. So just imagine this, you go on a website, any website, you see all those banner ads and those digital ads on the side, you see them everywhere. If you visit a website, you're getting what's called retargeted, which means that you're getting, ads from the business that you went to. But you know what? You're also getting ads from their competitors because they know you went to that site. So you're getting all these ads from all these folks all the time. And if you're a business, you're in competition with all those folks. And you're in competition with big spenders too. If you are, hold on a second, if you are doing postcard directives, wait one second. If you're doing postcards and direct mail, you're not in competition. It is your brand being landing in the hands of your recipient. And so there's no competition for attention either. And just think about this too. Forbes said that there's about 10,000 ads that we see every day. We get hundreds of emails every day. You get about a dozen direct mailers every day. Right? The competition for attention is just less. And so what does that mean? That means that your brand is more prominent. It just is. And so one of the things that we always recommend to folks is, yes, of course, you have the digital touches. You need to do that. That's bread and butter. That's table stakes. But adding the direct mail piece simply puts your brand in front of these folks in a way that other channels won't. So I think that's wonderful. And I guess the question that I would have for you, Scott, is what kind of basic fundamentals do you think the audience wants to know about direct mail?
I think they want to know, that kind of the response rate, I think, is always the number one. Is it still the 1 to 4% response rate for direct mail? And I say it's probably higher that the more direct your audience is and targeted your audience is. Because we've seen direct mail have really big results when it's a smaller list of high quality, like the self-directed IRA investors. We get much higher than a 1% response rate on stuff like that, and how can they come up with other things to help leverage that list or that marketing piece, I think is also what folks are thinking about.
All right, so the first thing to do is think about response rates where you have an expectation. Because what's more important than a quote unquote percentage response rate is what you talked about earlier is that cost per acquisition, but most importantly, the return on ad spend. Because if you're marketing, let's say if you're a business that's marketing pens and you're selling your pens for 79 cents, please, please don't do direct mail. It's terrible. Terrible choice. Terrible choice. Terrible choice. But if you're marketing a product that's maybe $70 or more, or if you're marketing a property, or if you're trying to sell a property, we're talking massive, what we in the industry call average order value, right? We're talking massive order value. So response rates are 100% less important than responses and number of responses. I'll give you an example. We worked with a roofer company. He did a mailing of 5,000, pieces, and he got, maybe 25, 50 leads or so. That's a kind of, one-ish percentage response rate. And he's like, "Oh, my response rate was bad." But you know what? He closed 10 deals. He closed 10 deals, which were to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and suddenly his expense of, $3,500 for a 5,000 piece mailer. He's like, "Oh my God, my $3,500 turned into, $122,000." Well, gang, that's a massive what we call return on ad spend or massive
40x,
ROI. Exactly,
40x.
40x, right? And so when folks think about the metrics that count for direct mail, Scott, especially in this industry with distressed properties, it's not response rate, it's responses. How many responses can you get from the marketing outreach? Because you need a handful of those responses to pay for marketing for years, for years. And so the smarter marketers and the most successful ones who are doing this type of real estate investment are marketing all the time because they know it. They know it works, and you keep on marketing and keep on marketing and stay consistent because then the responses just flow in. And then, of course, it's up to you to close those leads, right? Folks come in and you've got a close rate. And sorry, Scott, that's on you. Go to Scott's training, learn from him how to close. But once they do that, then they're going to figure out what is actually my cost per response, because that's what matters most. Response rate, again, doesn't matter. Cost per response matters. How much am I willing to spend for that lead and that response to come in? And then what kind of coaching can I get from Scott to improve my close rate, right? Because then you start saying, okay, now this, because the reason that we talk about this, Scott, is that suddenly you have something that's repeatable and scalable. Because if I can say, gosh, if I'm doing this by mailing to 5,000 properties, and I have a metric of how many responses I get, and I have a metric of how many of those responses I actually close, and I have a metric of how many deals I actually win and the dollars from those deals, then I can start planning and be like, well, why don't I do another 5,000 mailing? Or better yet, maybe I do an $10,000 mailing. And then you're not worried about the price of your marketing because you can project and you know what kind of deal value you're going to get from that marketing. It's fundamental.
Let me give an example. This is a real-world example. I just got an email from one of my students about an hour ago before we jumped on. She harvested a list of 800 self-directed IR investors. She got a postcard. What she did in the back of her postcard, she put a QR code to her
Perfect.
little 10-minute pitch deck video, which takes them to her website, right? So she'd been dropping 50 at a time, 2 weeks. She's already gotten two responses from investors, and I know her list were targeted to people with 150K or more in it, because the average IRA investor has 180 grand in their IRA account. She's
Okay.
landed two private investors. Minimum, that's 300,000 in private capital. Okay. So she called me up. Oh my God, this works. I'm like, I've only been doing this, right? But
And she's
that's
so shocked, right? That's what I love. She's so surprised. Hey, it worked. But I think what's important, Scott, on that is that I think that they know that it, quote unquote, it works because it's been proven. But I think it gets back to the very top of our show when I talked about belief. Because what was her name?
Judy.
Judy. Because Judy didn't say it worked. Judy said it worked for me. It worked for me. Right? And so suddenly she's internalized that experience. And she said, this worked for me? Well, what does that mean for Judy? That she believes that it can work again. That's the key. She believes that it can work again. And suddenly, what does Judy have? She just doesn't have a hope, Scott. She has a plan. And then when she has this plan, she can actually project and measure and scale her operations. Because you know what happens then, if she starts scaling, then Scott, she might be like, I've got so much work, I need an assistant. I need to hire an assistant. And I'll tell you, the reason that I mentioned that is I hope that Judy gets to the place where she has so many deals coming in that she has to hire an assistant. Because actually, that's one of my big jobs here at Postcard Mania as chief evangelist. I want every small business we work with to grow. And why? So that they can hire one more person. Scott, if they can hire one more person, and we do this across 1,000, 100,000, 1 million small businesses, Scott, we can change the face of the American economy completely. If your Judy can hire an assistant and she's like, now I know how to scale, and hey, assistant, I'm going to train you on how to do this direct mail so that we can do more. And her assistant's like pumping and making the direct mail go. And they're like, oh my God, I've got more deal closes. Well, Judy says, I got to hire someone else.
Yeah.
So, hey, assistant, why don't you learn my craft of turning these deals in? I'm going to bring you up and we're going to hire an assistant to do what you did for direct mail. But you're going to now learn my trade of closing deals. So now we've got two people closing deals in this business. Well, Scott, if you start rolling that operation out over the several years, suddenly Judy has a 7-person team and she's providing employment for 7 more people and a career path for people who didn't have a career path. This is how we get the American economy going.
You know what? I've agreed with that. I had this conversation last night with my spouse talking about these people that are all worried about getting their job replaced by AI. I'm like, well, AI is just one facet of it. You need to go out and build skills and how to market, because there's still plenty of opportunity out there. You just have to pivot a little bit, and we all have to pivot. But the number one thing I tell folks, if you want to go from making whatever you're making, say 50 grand a year, 60 grand a year to 6 figures, the first thing you do is that you need to hire an assistant to do the stuff that you can't get done. And most people put off their marketing, direct mail, all that stuff to the very end. And this way it gets done and you're sitting with another $300,000 to $500,000 in money and private funding to go fund some more deals. It means you're making more offers. You're making more money. Guess what? That means you're spending more money in the economy as well, hiring
That's
people
right.
and doing amazing things. I mean, we could just, you could take a case study of the Philippines. Let's just talk about the Philippines, okay? A lot of VAs are from Philippines, all right? And if you look at how many of them are working here in the United, working for investors or people here in the United States, and look how their life has changed and how it's changed the community in the Philippines around those communities, it's a great case study example, like what you were just talking about. Putting people to work, making more money than they would normally be, changes the environment around them.
Changes the environment. And so here's what's interesting about that story, with Judy's story. She just had to believe that she could market. And she had to do the work to get out there, not be bashful, not be worried, and commit to marketing. She says she's in 50 at a time. Just keep it going, and eventually you'll get a response. And you know what she did? And then she got funding, which means she could do more deals and do all that great story that we just talked about. So I love that case study, and that's fabulous. And one of the things that Postcard Mania is that we've seen literally hundreds of thousands of businesses come through our process and our doors, because we've built out the formula of how direct mail should work and how, most importantly, direct marketing should work. Right, all the things that we talked about with adding digital and the like. But because the formula has been written and the formula has been proven, there really is no reason for a business to not do it. Because again, the only thing that's stopping them is the fear and the disbelief that it would actually work for them.
So true. So let's talk about that process. Somebody's sitting out there, okay, I'm ready to start marketing like it's 2026, not like it's 1886.
Okay. You're right.
And the Pony Express is no longer around. Let's actually do some stuff. What's the process, and what other kind of plugins? That's not the right term, but other things are you doing to support
them?
Your clients?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the first process is to go to postcardmania.com and you fill out the form. It's super easy. It's a one-line form where you fill out your email. And then from that, you'll get it a series of steps where we say, hey, let's learn more about you, your name, your phone number, et cetera. And then immediately when they're filling out the form, you can have the chat with our live chat operator. It's live. We'll bring it up. There we go. You can click that There you go. This is it. It's so easy. You put your business in, or you can do a live chat. And once you start getting started, then you can move through this very easy form where you start moving folks through, and then you figure out kind of who you are. We get a free marketing kit if you need it. And if you don't need it, you can just skip it and move on through. But the most important thing, Scott, is we send you to a live person, like a real live person, like a
Wow.
hardworking. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's not even an AI person. It's a real person. And so what we do is we bring you in, and then we learn more about what you need, and then we route you to our marketing consultants. And our marketing consultants are trained, they are friendly, they are engaged, and most importantly, they care about your success. They want you to do well, right? Of course, we want you to do well. Your success is our success. And so our marketing consultants will work with you, and it kind of gets back to what we talked to you. What are the goals? What is your business model? What are the things that you're looking to do? What do you want to do? What are your expectations? What industry are you in? Let me learn more about you, because none of our campaigns are cookie cutter. And while we do have templates and proven response rates, every campaign is bespoke. It's specific to your business because we want to make sure that we get the right list and we get the right creative and we get the right process so that you're not thinking that, oh, we're going to treat you just like everybody else. Well, we can't because you're you. You're you, and your business is different than her business is different than his business. Even if you're all in the process of kind of finding distressed properties, you're at different stages of your life and your arc. You could be making $50,000, like you said. You could be making five, and it's a side hustle, and you want to get more. You could be a six-figure reseller, and you've got different expectations and different needs, right? So every one of the folks that we talk to has different needs, and we respond accordingly. And that's one of the values of people. We've got 500, about 500 folks in Clearwater, Florida, 75,000 square foot facility where we do everything in-house. So we're not outsourcing all this gobbledygook. It's all contained, so the quality is incredible, and we know our business so well. And most importantly, we want you to do so well.
Well, I have to completely harp on the fact of the real person because
100%.
as we go through the marketing, this postcard didn't happen just because I had a good idea up my ass one night. I came up with it because I
Yes.
looked at the samples you guys provided and then I had conversations with your team. Samantha wasn't Jen over there. Jen's a little busy, if I remember correctly, but it was Samantha and a few other folks helped me go through the process of creating it and then also, pulling the lists, sending the list for the marketing. You guys offer that service as well too. If we send a mailing list, you guys will go scrub it too and also help with
100%.
that mailing too, correct?
And not only help with the mailing list and the mailing property, but also the creative too, right? We do it all. We've got a creative team that puts the cards together, make sure that you're happy with it. We don't print it until you're happy with it. So all throughout the entire process, we do quality checks to make sure that everything is tight and above board and you're successfully mailing and marketing. Especially if you're adding digital, we do those designs as well. So it's all flowing in from the same team. And again, it's a team that cares about your success.
Can you talk a little bit about, this is a question I had when I was looking back, the website to mailbox. What's that?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a marvelous, marvelous service. So here's the thing. You all go to websites. I know you do. You buy a bunch of stuff, you tool around. But if you're like everybody, most of the websites you go to, you don't buy from. In fact, statistics show only 2% of people actually convert on the website that they visit. Scott, that means 98% don't convert. That means a lot of folks leave. And so what happens is they leave and they're like, oh, go, move to another competitor or go, do a bunch of tabs. And for the business, I'm like, man, I work so hard. I have SEO, I've got SEM, I paid for this traffic. I want you to come to my website. And then you leave? Come on. But hope is, still there and all is not lost. Because with website to mailbox, you can actually retarget those folks who visit your website and they don't convert. So if someone comes in, they don't fill out a form, they don't do anything at all, we can turn those anonymous website visitors into an actual targeted list and send direct mail to those website visitors. It's phenomenal. Return on ad spend's been incredible. And in all of my years of doing this, this is actually the highest performing channel that I've seen. Why? Well, they've already expressed an interest. Right? They've already come to your site, they're tooling around, they need that push, they need that touch. And so the marketing comes in 3 or 4 days later. And what I love about it is that If you go to a website, suddenly you're going to get a Facebook ad about 20 minutes later, maybe even 5 minutes later.
Cookies are not the sugar-coated kind.
No, they're not. And Scott, I'll tell you, like if I'm on Facebook and I see this, or if I'm on a website and I'm not ready to buy, I'm not going to be ready to buy 10 minutes later. Come on. Why would you do that? Right? It just goes away. But the direct mail lands a handful of days later, and it's the perfect time. It's that blend of what I call recall and relevance. I remember that brand because I visited the site, but it's so there's recall, but the relevance is that it's a couple of days later and I've had a chance to consider the purchase. Right. And so, especially if you're trying to have folks drive to your website, like you said, Judy has a QR code, it goes to her website. They tool around, they're like, okay, that's pretty interesting. I'm not going to call, but that's interesting. And 3 or 4 days later, they get a card. They're like, oh, that's actually, I am considering this because I did go and I was interested. Maybe I'll leave this for later. Again, it's that physical touch. So it
And
combines
the
the
it's the follow-up. That's the thing that most
100%.
people don't ever do. I think that's
That's
the
right.
touch,
It is the touch, it is the follow-up. And then also, too, on top of that, we offer through our PCM integrations model an integration with CRMs. And so what that's beautiful about that is if you have a lead in your CRM, of course you can email them and email them. You can email them again. Oh, you can email them one more time, and then after that, you can email them again. Or you can also add a postcard into that nurturing cycle so that the card comes in and reminds that person, oh, again, that's right, I didn't see that email. Because it probably don't. Because even you said, even with email newsletters at a 30% open rate, which is really great.
70% of people are not opening. The same thing. Real estate,
100%, bro. Come on.
the number of what is it, the average open rate across all like the CRMs is like 17%. If you do 17, 20% in the real estate niche, you're exceeding offers. But like you said, I look at that, that's 80% that didn't open. How do we?
100%. Right? So I got a 20% open rate. Bro, you got an 80% don't look and ignore rate. Congratulations.
That you're paying for those
That you're paying,
contacts in your CRM.
right? You're paying for all this stuff. So the best way to do is to take advantage by throwing a direct mailer into there again. Again, you don't have to continue to email. I'm not saying don't email. You have to do that. But the direct mail drives a higher response rate. It's just proven 9x response rates over email in terms of just people engaging with the channel itself. So we can do all of that for you as well. So what we talk about in marketing parlance, so I'm going to get a little markety on you. I'll try not to. It's called a customer journey, right? And we all do it as a consumer, whether you're buying Snickers or you're buying a Ford F-150 or you're going on Amazon to buy a lamp or you're getting something from a Levi's. Doesn't matter. It's all the same. Everyone goes through the same thing. It's awareness first, meaning I'm aware of the brand or aware of the product or aware of my need of something. Then there's interest, saying like, that's pretty interesting. Let me look at other competitors. So then there's consideration. I'm going to consider this versus that versus something else, my budget. I'm going to talk to my wife or my spouse, right? And then after that is the actual action, right? So then you're going to say, yeah, I'm going to actually take action. I'm going to buy. And then after that, of course, is the advocacy, which is actually the most important stage too, because then you get the product and you're like, yes, let's do it. So this whole customer journey, again, it's awareness, interest, consideration, purchase, and then advocacy. And we all do it. And you have done it with everything you've bought. And anyone listening has done it with everything they bought. They just don't think about that process. But we in marketing, we think about it. Why? Because you can market for awareness. You can market for interest. You can market for consideration. You can market for purchase and market for advocacy. Each of those stages in the customer journey, or they call the funnel, has a different marketing approach that you can use. And the good news, Scott, is that direct mail touches all those areas of the customer journey, from awareness to advocacy. So that's the beautiful piece of it, is that this high response channel is in every single one of those aspects of when a customer is buying.
Makes so much sense out there for you guys. Should hopefully you're getting a little bit of a master class here today, guys. Hopefully you realize that is that. But that's I love this stuff, Chris. But what's unfortunate is that so many educators or gurus out there don't teach any market. Oh, go buy some postcards. Go buy. Send a yellow letter campaign, or they just send that. They don't talk about this extra touch because they're. As I say, Betty Blue Hairs or
Yeah.
Gary Gray Hairs. You know what I mean?
That's
They
right.
don't. It's so much. So many tools and tactics have changed the last 20 years when it comes to marketing. You have to update your skills to stay ahead. I remember walking into. I'll give you a great example. Walking into a house where the borrower was facing foreclosure, and there being a stack, a 40-letter stack of postcards and letters that they had received facing foreclosure. Now here in Texas, you got to do things quickly. All right. But I also remember getting, I'm like, okay, I'm competing a bunch on that list. That's a low-hanging list a lot of people are targeting. But the same thing I sent out to folks who, when I was a mortgage banker, a mortgage broker, to refinance, and they only had one mail piece about refinancing.
Right.
And they called me because my smiling face was on there.
That's
All right.
right.
And I did another thing. I gotta give another example here, is that stuff leads to credibility, but then also this other touch base you're talking about, the other different ways to tag them, to touch them after the fact, that goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
You're doing things that 99% of marketers are not doing out there
Well,
for the most part.
that's the thing. And so one of the failures that many businesses have is they forget the one of the golden rules is that half of life is showing up,
Yeah.
right? And so, you know, the idea of that when you take that into a marketing perspective, showing up and following up is one of the most critical things you can do because other people aren't going to do it, right? It's the ones who are diligent, the ones who are thoughtful, and the ones who most importantly are consistent, right? It might be the thing you don't want to do because you don't feel like you're good at it, but a team like ours at Postcard Mania can help you do it. But what matters is on your side is that you're consistent with it, and then I guarantee you, if you're consistent with marketing, you'll be successful. It's just that's just how it works.
Now you also guys have on postcardmania.com/Scott. We'll put that link in there for you guys to take a look at there. But you guys are also pulling, we've talked about leads and lists. You also help with pulling mailing list records as well too, or how does that work?
100%. Yeah. So, and again, it's the marketing consultant will help you with all of that because we do everything from the strategy to the list to the creative to the printing to the fulfillment to the tracking to the digital overlay. I mean, we do it all. And so the marketing consultant will talk with you, not just, oh, I need a list of older people in this. No, no. We're going to ask you about your audience. Who are you actually targeting? Well, I really want to target people. Well, with my business, I need some investors because I want to buy some property. So I really want to target people with these, you know, with IRAs or that have some wealth because I can figure that out because they can invest in me so I can invest in the properties. Okay. So do you want to do this locally or regionally or nationally? Well, just locally for start, right? Just in my little area here because I know it well. No problem. So let me figure out your zip code. So what are the zip codes that we're talking about? Okay. Great. Now, these household incomes are these self-directed ROAs. These are IRAs. These are folks that have bought 150 or 180,000, the IRAs, right? Yeah, that's going to be good. Okay. So they're going to be this age, this income, blah, 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 in these areas. Well, let me pull a list. Well, looks like we got 1,472 people on this list, right? Looks like that's the list for you that we can do. And then this is how we can go about planning your creative and planning your mark and planning your time. When do you want this to mail out? Oh, I need it soon. Oh, great, no problem. Or, you know, I'm thinking about doing it in a couple of months. No problem. We'll plan it out so it's timed well. Right? These are all the things that our marketing consultants will do when they're on the phone with you. Because again, A, we do it all, but B, man, we want you to be successful. Yes, we want our other customers to be successful, but we want you to be successful.
And the thing I'm a big believer is there's plenty to go around. There's plenty of deal flow. There's plenty of private capital. It's just,
100%.
you just have to get off your ass and go do something, which most people won't do. And
That's
if you don't,
right.
if you can't figure out your ass, guess what? Call Chris and his team over there. They can
That's
help you
right.
figure your
We'll help
ass
you out.
out.
Just go to postcardmania.com. We'll show you where it is.
Well,
100%.
what question is there a question too that I'm not asking you that you think our audience would find valuable, Chris?
I think that probably the question that they should ask is, what am I afraid of?
Great.
Right. So if you're a business owner and you're trying to do this, honestly, I'm not saying this facetiously, write down what you're afraid of. Write it down. I'm afraid that I'm going to spend money and nothing will come of it. Okay, that's a fear. I'm afraid that my competitors are eating my lunch. Okay, that's a fear. I'm afraid that I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to marketing. Okay, that's a fear. those are all fears, really important fears. And then what I would ask is after you write down your fears, say, okay, which of these fears can I control and which can't I control? If you say, I'm afraid that I'm spending money that I'm not going to be able to recoup. Well, that's actually a fear you can control. We just talked about it. With consistency and effort, we can turn a dollar into more dollars. I'm afraid I'm not very good at marketing. Well, you can control that fear too, because you can call us. We're really good at marketing. Like
So
we're really good.
that's right. Well, you guys know that I bring anybody on here is because we've used them before. We know they're good, and that's
Right.
why the, you guys have been. I've been working to get you guys on for 3+ years because it's so valuable. I'm such a fan, probably number two fan compared to you. You know what I mean? But still, a big fan. Now I know there's one question: what kind of budget should somebody pencil in or think about when working with you guys? What do they need as far as an investment in their future?
That's a great question to ask. It's a terrible answer, but it really depends because it depends on your goal. If you want to start small and build up, then that budget's going to be between maybe $25 to $5,000. If you want to say, okay, I've got some money, I've got some cash, and I really want to make it big this year. I'll tell you, Scott, this is the year of the fire horse. So in Chinese zodiac, it's the year of the horse, but because the planets are in retrograde, every 62 years is the year of the fire horse. What
That's
does that
right.
mean? It's big transitions, it's big movement, it's big action. So if you want to have a fire horse year, then your budget's going to be that $75,000 because it simply means more contacts. And the more contacts you reach, the more responses you'll get. And the more responses you'll get, guess what? The more deals you're going to close.
Now, what kind of list size or lead size should somebody target to begin? I know more the bigger than, but when they're starting off with it, like someone shouldn't call, oh, I got 50 people, or should they call you know, to target?
50 people's tough with direct mail, to be honest with you, because then you're going to be like, I mailed to 50 people and nobody replied, and then I'm going to stop doing it. It's exactly the trap that we talked about earlier.
No, I meant like they've got to do it more than once. I get that, but
Right.
like 100 people, 500 people.
I would say you probably want to get to at least 1,000 folks that you're reaching out to, right? Because if you think about, I know we don't like response rates, but if let's say you get 1,000 mailers that are going out, but you get 25 responses, and out of that you can close three or five deals, poof, game changer for you, right? So I would start at about 1,000 as the minimum. My recommendation would be, believe in yourself enough and believe in us enough to find that population. It might end up being like that small example that I said, if they want to do certain carrier routes and certain types of people, there might just not be that many folks available based on your criteria,
Yeah, or location or stuff
or
like that.
location and the like. So just talk with us and we can figure out what that list size is going to be. But I would say, especially for mailing, I mean, just be a normal person. Think about it. If you met 10 people and they didn't know you at all, and you said, hey, will you invest in me? And you only ask 10 people. It's very different than asking 1,000, right? In terms of the number of responses you're going to get.
Well, the great thing to think about, let's put some like you talked about the river behind you, a real estate investor. If you're targeting IRA investors, somebody to fund your
Yep.
deal, all it takes is one person, honestly, with $50,000 to put into a deal with you,
Right.
that's going to cover your marketing costs. You should be
100%.
making 6 grand, 5 grand in a year off of that one note that you're having somebody fund at $50,000. Now, if you put 10 times behind that, then you've exponentially paid for your marketing for
Yeah.
the full years to bump it up to the thing. And that means, that's why I always say everybody's capable of raising $1 million in the next 90 days by pulling a list of IRA leads and marketing to
That's
them
right.
on a drip marketing through direct mail. There are other services there for you. And this is why we're glad to have you on, Chris. It's
Of course,
feasible
it
out
was a
there.
delight. It was awesome.
This has
And
been so
I
fun.
hope it was worth the wait.
Oh, yes, it's worth the wait because I got somebody on camera.
Yes.
But it's here's the thing too. People have to revisit how they're marketing. If they're doing no marketing, guess what? You just need to start marketing. You
That's
need to
right.
start marketing, and the easiest way to do this is the direct mail side of things, and bringing somebody, a team on to help you with your creative and help hold your hand through that process and help you build the belief because it works and it will work for you
100%.
if you'll just follow on the proven path. Don't try to chintz it. Don't just be a tire kicker and do the
That
bare minimum. Nobody got ahead in life. doing the bare minimum. I mean, you can eat
That's
rice
right.
every day, but nobody wants to
Exactly.
eat rice every day.
Exactly. And just remember Judy's story, right? For her, she said it worked for, which me, she really meant is it worked for me.
Chris, what's the best way for our listeners and audience out there to connect with you, to follow with you, or to reach out to you?
So definitely go to www.postcardmania.com. That is the best place to go. As a note, we are going to be launching webinars in the upcoming weeks and then also our own podcast. So stay tuned for that. But go to postcardmania.com, fill out your informations and do a live chat, or better yet, speak with one of our marketing consultants. Just
Awesome.
have that intro conversation and we'll set you right.
Yeah, don't worry about having to remember that, guys. The link will be in the description. It'll also be in the YouTube or the podcast description. Or if you're watching the email, go back to me. I'll be linking there for you to click on to get rock and roll there for you. Chris, this has been fantastic. We're gonna have to have you back on again at some
100%.
point. And
Happy to
then
do
when you
it.
launch the podcast, let me know. I'm glad to help support it, and we'll make sure to get our listeners out there, because there's nothing better than having a little bit of weekly marketing in your life to help make your business run a whole lot smoother. All
Heck
right.
yeah, it's fuel for your business, baby.
That's right, baby. We need all the fuel we can get.
That's
All right,
right.
everybody. That is going to wrap it up for this episode of the podcast. Make sure to reach out. Do like Chris said, there's so many different options out there to get started. If you got questions, pick up the phone and give me a phone call. Talk with ScottCarson.com. I'm glad to point you in the right direction, help you with some pointers, or you're pulling local leads, or even the self-directed IRA investor stuff there at the county. We can help out with that as well, too. If you don't know, you want to be more generic, then definitely let's get you on the horn with an expert, Samantha or Jen or somebody else over there at Postcard Mania, to help hold your hand through the process. Because if you go out and take some action, we know we'll see you at the top.
100%.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Bye.